Philology is the study of literature, literally. It's the study of whole texts and single words, the meanings of each. So is it any wonder that when the Macmillan Company was shopping around for somebody to edit a brand new dictionary, they chose Dr. James Murray? Dr. Murray had quite established himself in philological studies. He was the best, but the task would be an enormous one. He'd need all of the help that he could get. You already know what is now considered his crowning achievement, the great Oxford Dictionary. But what you probably didn't know is that Dr. Murray had a pen pal, somebody he'd never met, who gave him a hand. And that man's name was Dr. W.C. Minors. Seems Dr. Minors had heard that the great Oxford Dictionary was being compiled, and the thought fascinated him. Might he be of any assistance, he wrote Dr. Murray. At first, Dr. Murray was amused by the offer from this unknown scholar. He knew that good lexicographers are born, not made. It takes a particular kind of mind. And who was this Dr. Minors, anyway? But anyway, Dr. Murray wrote a letter of thanks to Dr. Minors, saying yes, he'd be interested in any suggestions, though he wasn't really. Well, the next letter from Dr. Minors was a shocker. Dozens of items, definitions, references, each expertly arranged and constructed in every detail, and more than that, immediately Dr. Murray was convinced that he was corresponding with a genius. Quickly, Dr. Murray dashed off a letter expressing his extreme gratitude. He'd had no idea how unusually qualified Dr. Minors was, and he'd be honored to accept any further guidance or criticism or aid whatsoever. Dr. Minors complied. And before long, the letters Dr. Murray received from Dr. Minors numbered in the thousands. Thousands of letters containing thousands of valuable items which eventually found their way into the great Oxford Dictionary. Finally, Dr. Murray could bear it no longer. He'd been respectful of Dr. Minors' privacy, all the while knowing no more about this mystery scholar than his address, Dr. W.C. Minors, Crawthorne, England. But now it was time they should meet. So Dr. Murray wrote Dr. Minors, inviting him to be the guest of Oxford University for a week. The letter Dr. Murray received in answer was a curious one. In it, Dr. Minors said that he was for physical reasons forced to decline the invitation. However, he'd be delighted to have Dr. Murray visit him at Crawthorne. Well, Dr. Murray accepted. In a few days, he traveled to Wellington College Station, where he was met by a liveried coachman. Dr. Murray, the coachman asked, "I've been instructed to take you to Dr. Minors." Without another word, they were on their way to Dr. Minor's residence. And to the most remarkable revelation of Dr. Murray's life. For the great mind of Dr. Minor's, the brilliant brain behind a major contribution to the great Oxford Dictionary, was only partly there. After that one unforgettable meeting between the two scholars, they never met again. For you see, though the extraordinary man's love of learning could not be constrained, he had to be, for Dr. Minors was a convicted mad dog murderer. That's right. Dr. Murray's pen pal was in the pen. An inmate, in fact, at the Broadmoor Asylum for the Criminally Insane. And now you know the rest of the story.